praise be Jesus and Mary. Our Lord is certainly merciful. And as we contemplate his words, what we're told here in these readings, that we need to consider, his words. Both in the Old Testament, we hear the story repeated to us of Jonah and the Ninevites, and we know that that was a bit of an adventure for Jonah because he didn't really want to go to Nineveh in the first place. So we get the whole thing. Of course, they want to question that. At least some people want to question whether Jonah actually got swallowed by a whale and whatnot and spent 3 days in the belly of a whale. It's found that I don't know if you follow the news every once in a while, you find out, how often does a guy get swallowed by a whale? But they've had it happen even in modern times that a man was found in the belly of a whale. I was listening to some news report that they actually found that this had happened just, I guess he had been bleached on one side from the stomach acid. I don't know if that happened. They didn't record it in the book of Jonah, whether he had actually gotten bleached partly by the whale or not. That might have certainly added to the point of conversion to see a man that's like half white and Jewish in color, any rate, but be that as it may, our Lord makes reference to Jonah in these readings, and he doesn't make it use of the parable. Well, some people want to call it a parable. They don't make use of the story. Our Lord doesn't make use of the story of Jonah as if it was just a parable, but something that really had happened. And that these people of Nineveh, really, if you will, speak to us even today, as does the Queen of the South. We hear the words of God in the Gospel. We hear the readings, both old and new in the Mass. We read it also, hopefully, ourselves. And yet it needs to have an impact on our life. It's not enough, these are nice and beautiful words. We need to let them enter into our heart and into our life so that we live them, not so that we can quote them to others, and show people how smart we are, but so that we can live it ourselves. This is what's most important about these readings. And this is our Lord's point. You don't hear Jonah doing any other works. He just simply preached that God was going to destroy Nineveh in 40 days if they didn't repent. And that was enough for Nineveh to repent. And we listen, how many times we hear, you either have apparitions of Our Lady. We don't listen. I keep asking ourselves, Lord, you really look back at Nebuchadnezzar and, the Ninevites, and you can see by the response of these people, even in the case of King Nebuchadnezzar, why he repented. It's like, he really was, in one sense, a really great leader because he responded to the gifts of God. He wasn't like a Pharaoh that, beat up the people, 10 plagues, and you don't get the point, that God is really the one in charge. Even though we think sometimes we're in charge, maybe we're whether we're nation's head or the head of whatever we think we're the head of, and yet God's in charge. God's the one who decides, ultimately what's really right and wrong. And we have to listen to that. And he tries to tell us what will really make us happy. The Queen of the South, as we know, she came up and Solomon didn't work any real miracles. He just, with profoundly, great profound insight, and she was able to observe just from the way he governed his kingdom the greatness of his God. This is really what people should be able to see in us. They should be able to tell by our life, the way we live, the greatness of God. That doesn't mean that they're always going to like us. They may not respond as King Nebuchadnezzar. They may not respond as the Ninevites. But that is really, that's their... to their judgment, to their bad judgment, once, in the real sense, that God will call them to account for that. If we have given a real witness of Christ in our life to others, God's going to hold these others, if they don't respond to it, to account. And yet, he'll hold us to account for our failure to do so. Because this is what we're called to. As Catholics, the fact that we come here to Sunday Mass, God's calling us to a deeper relationship, to strive after that deeper relationship, that deeper unity with His will, as well as some of us, as we know, are contemplating religious life. You know, some of us are on our way. Some of us have already professed it solemnly. And we too, were called to a deeper union with that divine will. And we need to respond to that because it's our witness to others. It's how we draw souls to Christ, to be faithful to that. Each, as we're given that gift, to understand what God is calling us to, and to ask the Lord to respond faithfully to His will. The other thing, with the gifts of these seasons, with Lent and Advent, is, again, for those of us who are still journeying to that goal, that ultimate goal that God's destining us for, is it's a call for a renewed repentance, a deeper repentance, an ever more perfect turning to the Lord. And it's a good thing for us to reflect on that aspect of it as well, not just the fact that, a sinner being called to the Lord, in a certain sense, this is true too, but also as we strive to be the just, that we might not have mortal sin, on our conscience, then we're striving to ever be more perfect in those smaller ways that we hurt and offend that our relationship with our Lord, venial sins and eventually our faults, that we never give up that struggle because it's one that God wants us to fight that good fight. And it even encourages too, in one sense, it encourages those who are having bigger difficulties when sometimes it can be discouraging. We read the lives of the saints, and sometimes their companions are discouraged because for the companions, living with the saint, it just seems, how can you be so holy? How can you be so much? And yet when they witness sometimes the fault of the saint and the struggle that the saint doesn't give up, but they keep fighting, but they have their weakness, that they realize what they are, human beings, and that we all have to fight. Some of us may be a little bit further along in this struggle and perhaps a little more proficient, more advanced, if you will, but we all still have it. As long as we're in this life, we have to struggle and fight. Let us ask our Lord, especially as we contemplate this gospel, that we're not children, or you might even say brats, who want some kind of a sign demanding of God, something which He doesn't have to give us. It's one thing when we ask the Lord for things, as a child asks their parents for things. It's another thing when we demand like we have a right. We don't have a right to demand things from God. But we do have a right as children to ask things of God. And that's an important difference. And we can't put conditions. This is the demanding part. If you don't do this for me, then I'm going to... Or I won't believe if you don't. I don't believe you exist. Even if He doesn't do it, doesn't mean He doesn't exist. That's just nonsense. So this is that we humbly approach our Lord, as children do their parents, as a child does their own father on earth, their own earthly father. May we have that same reverence, that same respect when we ask God for things, that we ask humbly and submissively that He will give it to us if He knows it is ultimately for our eternal good. And that we should ask Him. This is one of the reasons why we're taught in the Our Father, which we just had yesterday, not to ask things that are, whatever we ask, we should always ask that it be in accordance with His will. And if it's not in accordance with His will, we should ask Him not to give it to us, even though we may think we want it. Because in this way, we are like children, oftentimes asking for things that we don't really know, that they're not good for us, but God knows that. And as any good father, He won't give what He knows is bad to His children, not when it is to their eternal ruin. We turn lastly to Our Lady, asking her, she who kept the words of God in her heart and always sought to be united to His will, that we would unite ourselves to listen to His word and to ponder it in our hearts and to keep it with all our hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.